Around the country, hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent to buy back homes piecemeal from people who have flooded repeatedly. But buying out a whole neighborhood is uncommon. Louisiana's 2016 flood seems to be changing that in two communities near Baton Rouge. Reporter Molly Peterson explains.
The water sounds like a roar, like thunder, a cannon boom. All through the Pecan Acres subdivision of Pointe Coupee Parish, people were in bed last year, early the morning of August 12th, when the flood came. Including Ethel Stewart.
Oh, it came. It was about 4 o'clock when we got up, Jane. Yeah. It was rushing by 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. They blew the horn for us all to get out.
Over 46 years, she raised two kids on Pecan Drive, and the neighborhood flooded at least 17 times. So the horn, the waters, it's kind of routine.
We wasn't worried about the town. We just trying to get out. When you're saying get out, we got out. Those sandbags don't even do no justice. The water comes right straight through it.
Around the same time, at the other end of the street, 63-year-old Margaret Williams woke up to water rushing into her low wood house.
And it scared me. It scared my daughter, too.
Flooding does, she says, every time. This was one of the bad ones.
Plenty of water. It was, you know, way up there. All the way up to the top. About right along in there.
That's like, we're pointing to, like, person height.
Mm-hmm. I got wet.
Margaret's 39-year-old daughter, Kalisha DeRoseanne, says the flood took the family's new TV and left behind new neighbors.
When all the water got out of this house, you see a little tiny fish, frogs, and little worms up in that house.
Tall grass shot up around houses for months while people were gone, as it will. It gave snakes a nest. So Kalisha says another sound lets you know when people return.
Now when the snakes come, all you hear is shotguns back here.
The roar that begins it, the gunshots that end it, flood, is an old ritual for these low-income Black and elderly folks. Even so, as Ethel Stewart says, it's changing. So when you got here, did it flood like this?
No.
It's gotten worse?
Yes.
Now government's approach to chronic flooding is changing, too. Officials in Pointe Coupee and Ascension Parishes are applying for federal grants to buy out dozens of homes in repeat flood areas. And the state supports the effort, says Pat Forbes with Louisiana's Office of Community Development.
Being more resilient and better able to absorb the shocks of future disasters in some cases means not rebuilding where we have built in the past.
Pecan Acres has been called Flood City since the 1970s. It was built on low ground, a wetlands that was once a parish dump site. A little way southeast of Baton Rouge, the town of Gonzales had a similar problem.
Gonzales is like the donut hole in Ascension Parish.
Jackie Bauman is the town's engineer. She rolls out a map to show me how water flows downslope into the parish from three places. So, you know, in the center of a donut where the glaze falls through? That's Gonzales.
And then this bayou down here, Bayou Boyle, that's the root of most of the flooding problems. But the bayou doesn't know the city limit line.
A solitary group of houses on Silverleaf Street is particularly vulnerable. It's next to about 50 acres of city-owned swamp. Ascension Parish and Gonzales work together to pump water away from those houses. Still, the swamp and the street are low ground.
It's everyday activity that is impacted when the road floods. We could sit here and try to rehash out why it happened. The truth is, they live there, and it's just an issue that needs to be fixed.
This buyout fix she's talking about, it's a big deal because it's new. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's grant program aims to return developed land to wetlands. It would rip out houses, sewers, water pipes, and electric lines, too. Bauman says the only time it's happened before is in the Northeast.
They've never actually taken the money and used it to buy a residential home until Sandy. And that's why it's new to the South.
The grant's terms mean everyone next to the swamps has to agree for anyone to get the money. But no two situations are exactly the same, says Rob Freudenberg with the Regional Plan Association, a think tank in New York. Even where flooding is getting worse, he says buyouts have a mixed appeal.
They're going to be most attractive to folks who don't have that much to lose, can't afford to rebuild, maybe are underwater in their mortgage.
After Sandy, New York and New Jersey sweetened federal buyout offers with state support. Mark Riley with Louisiana's Office of Community Development says when it comes to reducing flood risk, that's money well spent.
There's been a tremendous shift in ideology on how we approach these things and how we spend the money. So looking at the community basis on this, I think, is a much smarter thing to do.
The federal grant would pay Gonzales and Pecan Acres the cash value of houses from before the flood. On top of that, Riley says the state could help with moving costs, new appliances, or even new land.
The goal is to get them into a residence that is equivalent to what they've got today. That's what we're hoping.
After Superstorm Sandy, Rob Freudenberg with the Regional Plan Association says communities taking buyouts needed another kind of support too, the psychological kind.
I mean, I think the idea of requesting a buyout and then actually living through it are two different things. It is a long process. It is bureaucratic. And this tool is something new and a little scary to folks.
So it's not surprising if people lose their houses. They want to keep their neighbors. In Pecan Acres, homeowner Ethel Stewart says she'd like it if they all moved to a new development together.
Everyone knows, each other.
Pecan Acres hasn't yet decided its fate, but buyouts are attractive here for a few reasons. Most people have paid off their houses, or they're close, and most people can't afford flood insurance.
Let us all, come together so we can go as one and move another place instead of flooding out every year because we're getting older. We'll be better off. We don't have to worry about worrying when storms come.
Stewart's logic is familiar to Jackie Bauman, the engineer down in Gonzales. Across South Louisiana, flood risk is already forcing people to relocate, just piecemeal and on their own. Bauman's from Plaquemines Parish. She goes back down there to visit, to fish. But like many of their neighbors, her family has moved away.
It is a loss. But none of my family, I'm glad my family doesn't live there anymore, and it's hard for me to say that. But I'm glad.
Bauman says engineering can only do so much against Mother Nature. Pumps and levees may not be the best protection in the future. Bigger floods like last year's may happen more often as global temperatures rise and air can hold more moisture. To her town and Louisiana, Bauman says change is coming.
We're not alone. West Virginia had floods. The Carolinas had floods. Missouri had floods. Arkansas had floods. Tennessee had floods. Texas had floods. We're not alone, and it's going to keep happening.
For the Louisiana Public Radio Partnership, I'm Molly Peterson.
The Louisiana Public Radio Partnership is made possible by funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.